Okay, let's unpack this. We are about to go deep on a topic that, you know, really determines whether a climate risk becomes a full-blown catastrophe.
Exactly. We're talking about early warning systems.
But not just the systems themselves. We're talking about how they drive actual, measurable human behavior. Before we dive in, though, just a quick note for you. We are AI derived from source material uploaded by WorldPop, and all the audio you're hearing has been meticulously edited, checked, and validated by the experts at WorldPop. So our source material today is focused on tropical cyclones, or TCs, and it's drawn from a new study led by WorldPop visiting researcher Dr. Haiyan Liu. The study shows that, well, smarter use of data combined with early warnings can dramatically reduce harm and help communities get back on their feet faster.
And that's really our mission for this deep dive, to quantify the combined benefits of what are called multi-hazard early warning systems, or MHEWS.
And we're doing this by using massive amounts of open source population mobility data from China.
Right. And what's so fascinating here is that we aren't just looking at, you know, technical forecasts. We are measuring action.
Actual human response.
It analyzes daily intracity mobility from over 1.1 billion mobile devices across Chinese cities during 19 tropical cyclones between 2021 and 2023.
That is just an astonishing data set. And to measure the response, they used a core metric, the Protected Resilience Index. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, it simplifies a really complex interaction. Basically, the index measures two key things. One, the amount of avoided exposure, so how many people stayed safe and off the roads.
Okay.
And two, how quickly the city returned to normal after the storm passed.
And the integrated system is clearly the key here. The results show that these combined multi-level warnings were just dramatically more effective than a single city-level alert.
The integrated warnings translated into a massive 52.4% reduction in mobility on TC exposure days. And that's because a MHEWS isn't just one message. It combines warnings about wind, storm surge, rainfall, all of it.
So an integrated warning basically cut dangerous travel in half. That behavioral shift means millions of people stayed safe.
We're talking about increasing avoided exposure by about 57.1% compared to those single warnings.
Which works out to what?
It works out to 41.0 million person days of avoided exposure. That's like the entire population of California staying safely indoors for a full day.
Incredible. And you can see a direct link between the warning's intensity and how people react, right?
You can. Red city level PC warnings, that's the highest level, the one that mandates suspending classes and business. They were associated with the highest mobility reduction, 12.3% on the day they were issued.
Hang on, just 12.3% on the day they're issued? That seems remarkably low, especially if it's mandatory.
It does at first glance, but it suggests people are already starting to adapt before that mandatory suspension. It also shows that the warnings need teeth. It's the combination of that official mandatory action plus all the other alerts over several days that drives that full 52% reduction.
I see. So it's a cumulative effect. Okay, so MHEWS prevents immediate harm. Let's pivot to the aftermath because recovery speed is so crucial. What was the impact there?
The MHEWS proved to be a game changer for accelerating recovery. We saw that the combination of warnings reduced recovery times by at least 55.6% for the lower intensity cyclones.
And for the big ones.
That's where it's really stunning. The benefit jumped to a 76.2% faster recovery for the strongest TCs. We're talking 64 knots or above.
76% faster. That isn't just a number, is it? That's businesses reopening, kids getting back to school, a massive economic impact saved.
Exactly that. The data shows recovery was fastest when the warnings were multi-level, stronger, and critically issued earlier.
Right. Proactive behavior limits that long-term disruption. But what about equity? Did the system help all cities equally? Or did it mostly benefit the wealthy coastal hubs?
That's a great question. And the answer is not equally, at least not in absolute terms. The high-frequency, coastal, and wealthier cities did see greater total benefits, sure.
Because they have more people to protect.
Exactly. But the relative benefits,
yeah,
that's where the real story is.
So you're saying the MHEWS system actually helped level the playing field for the regions that usually get left behind?
That is the real equity win here. The research found that the less frequently affected inland and less affluent areas showed the greatest relative improvements in their protected resilience.
So it underscores that these integrated systems are vital for promoting equitable disaster prep everywhere, not just for the places used to getting hit.
The core conclusion is really undeniable. These integrated multi-level warnings are absolutely essential if you want to translate an abstract hazard alert into, you know, concrete life-saving action,
yeah,
especially as climate risks keep getting more intense.
But the study did point out a pretty sobering final thought. Despite these incredible behavioral adaptations, getting people indoors, speeding up recovery, that protected resilience still drops significantly under the most severe TCs.
Right. Your behavior gets you part of the way, but it can't, on its own, overcome catastrophic structural damage.
So what does that mean?
It suggests that MHEWS, as effective as it is, must always be paired with robust, hard infrastructure, better seawalls, more resilient buildings, and adaptive planning.
A perfect final thought for you to mull over. Ultimate resilience requires both smart data and stronger concrete. We've reached the end of this deep dive. To read the full journal article, follow the link below.